time for your morning briefing of junior mining and mineral exploration news. You are tuned in to Mining Stock Daily. Reporting from the Clear Creek Digital Studios in Denver, Colorado, here's your host, Trevor Hall.
Welcome to the Mining Stock Daily. I'm Paul Harris, standing in for Trevor Hall. Today is Thursday, October the 14th. On Wednesday, gold rallied up to $1,777 per ounce in early yet morning hours, but was promptly slammed for $20 down to $1,757 the moment that a worse-than-expected CPI report hit the tape. However, starting at around 9 a.m. New York time, the gold price shot straight up as much as $40 per ounce to $1,797 before settling day up at $1,795 an ounce, up $36 from Tuesday. Silver followed the same price pattern as gold, dropping from $22.95 to as low as $22.65 before shooting up as much as 65 cents to $23.30 before settling at $23.17. The Mining Stock Journal said that the gold jumped over its 50-day moving average and nearly tagged its 200-day moving average. The 50-day has been in resistance since mid-June. Silver just missed closing at its 50-day moving average. The mining stocks outperformed both gold and silver, with the GDX spiking up over its 50-day moving average and closing up 3.24% from Tuesday. It closed above the 50-day average for the first time since mid-June. The Mining Stock Journal is encouraged by Wednesday's action, but would like to see sustained follow-through before declaring that the next bull cycle upleg is underway. That said, Wednesday reflected the market's acknowledgement that inflation is not merely transitory, as the Fed would have us believe, and that inflation represents a significant threat to the stability of the economy as well as the financial markets. We'll get to the news out of the miners and explorers in a moment, but first a quick mention of today's sponsor.
This Mining Stock Daily Morning Briefing is brought to you by Western Copper and Gold. Western Copper and Gold is focused on developing the world-class casino project in Canada's Yukon Territory. The casino project consists of an impressive 11 billion pounds of copper and 21 million ounces of gold in an overall resource. Western Copper and Gold trades on the TSX and the NYSE American with WRN. Be sure to follow the company via their website, www.westerncopperandgold.com.
And here's what you need to know this morning. Tinker Resources released an updated preliminary economic assessment for its Ayahuasca Zinc Zone project in Peru for an underground ramp access mine development with an 8,500 tons per day processing plant to produce about 155,000 tons per year of zinc in concentrate for more than 14 years, which would make Ayahuasca the largest primary zinc producer in South America and a top 10 global zinc producer. The project would yield an after-tax net present value of $433 million at an 8% discount rate and an internal rate of return of 32% following an initial capital expenditure of $264 million, rising to $785 million and 45.7% at current zinc spot prices. The July 2019 PEA featured an average annual production of 101,000 tons per year of zinc from a 5,000 ton per day operation with a 21 year mine life and a similar capital expenditure. Tinker Resources trades on the TSXV under TK and on the OTCQB under TKRFF. Sticking with base metals in South America, Ero Copper reported more high grade intercepts in superpod mineralization at its MCSA mining complex in Bahia, Brazil, including 71.2 meters grading 3.55% copper in hole FC5527, including 13 meters grading 8.87% copper within the deepening extension zone of the Pilar mine. The company said the drilling results are supportive of efforts to evaluate the potential for increasing production volume through the development of a two mine system in which the upper levels of the mine would be serviced by the existing shaft while lower levels would be completely serviced by the new external shaft. Ero Copper trades on the TSX and NYSE under ERO. Foreign Mining has updated its mineral resource estimate for its McIlvenna Bay copper deposit in Saskatchewan, with indicated resources increasing 70% to 39.1 million tonnes, grading 1.2% copper, 2.1% zinc, 0.41 grams per tonne gold, and 14 grams per tonne silver for a 2.04% copper equivalent. This contains 1.03 billion pounds of copper, 1.9 billion pounds of zinc, 510,000 ounces of gold, and 18.1 million ounces of silver. The resource update included more than 25,000 metres of additional infill and expansion drilling in 36 holes since the prior estimate, and to date, the deposit has been defined by 152,000 metres of drilling within 285 holes. A feasibility study is due in 2022. Foreign mining trades on the TSXV under FOM. The high-grade hits keep on coming for Newfound Gold, which announced assay results from 11 holes drilled at the Keat Zone at its Queensway project in Newfoundland in Canada. Highlights included 6.5 metres grading 17.59 grams per tonne gold in hole 312. The company said the Keats main zone now extends 530 metres down plunge, an increase of 65 metres from the previously reported extent. The high-grade zones at Keats now cover a footprint of 250 metres by 490 metres by 307 metres vertical depth. The company has a 200,000 metre drilling programme underway. Newfound Gold trades on the TSXV under NFG and on the OTC under NFGFF. Gold Bull Resources reported that initial metallurgical test work on the Albemarle area of its Sandman Gold project in Nevada, USA, returned an average of 88% recovered gold from oxide material with a maximum of 97% extracted gold without any metallurgical optimization. Results are consistent with prior historical tests completed by Newmont on the North Hill, Silica Ridge and Southeast Pediment properties now owned by Gold Bull. Oxide ore extends down to 201 metres at Albemarle. Additional optimization metallurgical work is planned for next year, which will feed into a feasibility study. Gold Bull Resources trades on the TSXV under GBRC. Yesterday, we featured an interview with Capitan Mining President and CEO Alberto Orozco, and today, the company has released new drilling results for five reverse circulation holes at its Peñoles project in Durango, Mexico. Highlights included 62.5 metres, grading 0.43 grams per tonne gold equivalent, including a higher grade interval of 9.1 metres, grading 0.95 grams per tonne gold equivalent in hole 36. Drilling aims to extend Capitan-style mineralization down dip and refine the boundaries of the deposit. Capitan Mining trades on the TSXV under CAPT. This concludes today's morning briefing. We'll be back later today with more market commentary and corporate updates. The Mining Stock Daily Morning Briefing is produced by Clear Creek Digital and Investment Research Dynamics Mining Stock Journal. It is distributed throughout the world through your podcast network of choice and by our friends at the Junior Mining Network.